Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811. Because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Bless beautiful people. Welcome to today's Power Hour. Bringing power to the people who still have power. I'm sorry. Totally threw me out there. Yes, I did. So join our recording Sundays 2 to 4 and listen on Thursdays on CKUT 90.3 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and also available on Facebook at Power Hour. Power MPO. Update that. It was Empower MTL.
Yes, that's
awesome. Yeah. For the next 2 hours, we're going to entertain, enlighten, and empower you. I'm Gina the Great, and I'll be joined by Queen Kai and joined by Pharaoh. Before we do anything else, I'm going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightening Officer in order to bless the show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Zoom and those who will be listening on Thursday. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated, rising people. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our Creator. I'm grateful to all our ancestors for making it possible for us to see another year. This is 2022. I'm grateful for the opportunity that we now have to get together. I'm grateful for this opportunity we have to broadcast and to share on more platforms. And I just ask that today's show, let it be fun. Let it be entertaining. Let it be educational. And most importantly, let it be uplifting and empowering to all our listeners. And just bless everybody with a spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and peace. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
So, another week.
Yeah.
I heard you guys had a nice little special episode last week.
Yeah.
I thought you were off.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you're off.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know,
I pulled one of those. No, it was very spontaneous.
Spontaneous. So that's okay. At least the people got a little something.
That's really, I don't know if our listeners got to hear, but if you haven't, there's an echo. If you haven't, thank you for that, Chandel. This is where I appreciate our studio audience. So we'll try to fix that echo as we are moving along. And you guys tell me if all of a sudden you can't hear me, then we might have muted the wrong microphone. All right. So if you guys still hear me, please don't pause. So now, so last week, I don't know, for those who might not have heard it, go back and check the archives on CKUT 9.3 FM. I think it's .ca. And our show from last week, we had the whole Freeman family on. So, and again, it was very impromptu. We had said we would just do a pre-recording, but I had something that I didn't get a chance to release in 2021, so I really wanted to get it out. So we did a quick little audible. So I got to give a huge shout out to the Freeman family. So my whole family is on. So from Baby and Zynga, straight up to Mom, she was on, and she, everybody had a little ting in there. So it was cool. Yeah, you know, it was awesome. We spoke about what their goals and stuff for 2022 were. Because in our household, we don't do resolutions. We do goals.
Yeah, I feel like resolutions set you up for failure.
Yeah.
So I don't do that either. But I mean, for myself, I had family visiting from Toronto. So I had my niece and my nieces and my nephew. So that was super blessed. But when they're off of school, they do that. They're not teenagers yet, but they do those sleep till like 10, 11 noon. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And we're up all night, and then that's been my schedule. That's just not me. So I have to get back on that good. That good schedule, because I'm back at work tomorrow, because we are recording on Sunday.
Yep.
So back at work for that. And so I heard it a bit.
If you need my help, I can call you at 5:30.
I will not answer you,
because I'm here to help everybody wake up early. My WhatsApp friends and family know sometimes I'll be putting out some messages matter. Sorry, guys. It's just because, I'm here to share that energy, that early morning vibes.
Oh, no, that's all good, but I have a do not disturb on my phone, so it actually literally won't ring.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It won't ring, and it will not wake me up. I have to put an alarm on, and I don't stop doing that, to be honest. But other than that, that was
good. Oh, we got a light echo when Gina talks. Thank you again. Love to see your audience.
It is, because I have to unmute my Zoom.
That's what's happening. Yeah. Okay, guys, bear with us. We're doing a team.
We're going to figure this out. But no, so for me from that, things have been pretty blessed. I had all kinds of bonding. And at one point, we were all on my couch, right? So me, my sister, the three kids, my sister's partner. And you know that scene in Willy Wonka when all the grandparents are in the bed? He comes back with that golden ticket. What? I literally looked up, I was just like, why is this reminding me of this?
I can't remember Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Don't say that Johnny Depp one.
No, I don't know. That's the thing. You said Willy Wonka, and I'm like, I haven't seen it. I might have checked the Johnny Depp one, so it's not the same thing.
No, OG one.
Okay, the old school.
Kids. Yeah, yeah. No, I literally looked up on that. I was just like, this is crazy. Like, how we all fit on this one teensy couch. Just on phones, some reading, some doing this, but just family time. I had a blessed time.
So while Kat is getting situated, I can tell you guys, I don't know about you guys, but every year we watch Sound of Music. I don't know who put me on that.
My dad did.
Your dad put me on the Sound of Music?
Yes, you always put the Sound of Music, and then he said he would pay us money if we could sing the songs properly, like sing songs.
Really? Is that right?
Can you sing Anal Vibes?
No.
Anal
Vibes? No, we did the Doll the Deer joint.
Okay.
Move over.
We did the Doll the Deer joint, but every time we used to, we said we did.
I don't know if you guys saw, but Kwanzaa was awesome. Like, I gotta give a shout out. I remember in the States, I can't remember where, I want to say Louisiana, but don't quote me on that. And they have a virtual Kwanzaa. So they shared the link and we all took part in that. There was almost 150 people on the Zoom, doing the Kwanzaa, which is dope.
Wow.
Yeah, which was ill. So we did that, every night of Kwanzaa, but then we had this little special because, as you guys know, my wife's trio, the West Can trio, the three sisters, one of them moved to Ghana. But we still had them involved in the Kwanzaa, except that we did it a little bit earlier. So we did Kwanzaa twice every day. So we did a Kwanzaa at 3 p.m. For our Ghana family and took part. That was awesome. They all lit off fireworks. It was dope. So that's just how we're getting out for this holiday season. You know, just a lot of bonding, a lot of spending time together. So that's what we kept. Got you straight here. You ready?
I'm trying to think of whether or not it's good to join the Zoom or not, because I don't want to create any more of an echo.
Good question. Just join the Zoom. Just don't try any audio.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do.
I would just suggest to do the same thing, that when you need to speak, leave it muted until you need to speak, and then...
Oh.
Good call.
Okay.
Try that too.
Bet.
Okay. That's what I was looking at. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Sorry, guys. This is real life, guys. This is happening. Okay. I'm getting messages.
Well, we all know this. Like, I mean, guys, it's been 2 years. Okay. Yeah. This is Zoom Live. It is what it is. This is what radio is now today. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different. Okay. That
good.
Yeah.
Yay! So
we in here.
How was your holiday season?
My holiday season was amazing, full with light and love, and I was so happy to. Hey, honestly, you know what? New Year's Eve, I slept. I was in my house. I got in bed. I had a full face of makeup on. You know, I was supposed to wash it off. I aged 7 days overnight. So I'm trying to do all the repairs and stuff now. I didn't even have a drink. I was fake cheersing with people when I was talking to them. I had ginger ale in my glass. I was like, cheers. They were like, what's that? I was like, I was just like, listen, I am going to bed. I don't know what y'all doing.
Yo, okay. Sorry. I don't need to jump on your thing. So it wasn't just me. We let him sing us stay up. She stayed up until we did the ball drop, right? At 12:02, I put in Zinga to bed, and I was like, good night, everybody. That was it for me. And people were messaging me. They're like, I know you're up. I saw those things in the morning. I'm like, yo, my goodness. I was by 12:03, and I was like, is this a sign of old age? Is this what's happening? 12:03, this is it for me?
Well,
I think that's New Age New Year, isn't it? Like, is it? I don't know. No, that's New Age New Year at the end of the day. Mind you, I was up later than I ever been in years.
Oh, wait, pause. Okay, so hold on. Now there's too much echo. Thank you, Shondell, and thank you, Tara. All right, so hold on, guys. We want to fix this because the point is for you guys to enjoy the experience as well. So if you guys are doing too much echo, we want to fall back on the
episode. Yeah, I'm gonna leave.
Well, yeah, I think here, Kai and I will share.
This
is sharing. What
I'm talking about.
Right?
That's how they say it. Right? Yeah.
I'm
learning some words, man. This is a new year for real, you know.
Okay, so is this better, guys? But yeah, I think you need to mute so it's not MC Kamsa.
Then I can't speak.
Okay, but wait, so just a test again. So now you guys are hearing me talking? But no, with no echo. Okay, perfect.
This is
all right.
This is what you call community. Y'all letting us know how to get it right. Yeah. We appreciate y'all for that. 100%.
Guys, it's about. Okay, so now you guys are hearing Gina. No echo.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, thumbs up. Woo-hoo. Okay. Yeah. I have lost my train of thought.
Me too. Me too.
Everything. But let's jump into it. Are we doing a topic?
Okay, we could just go into topics, and we could edit in the music after, if I'm not mistaken, because now we have sound guys that can help us out.
Look, so
Andrew, I hope that's the case. Sorry, I'm just throwing that out. Yeah,
you know,
we can add music in later. Can we just do that? Just edit in music.
I do whatever you normally do.
No, normally we don't do that, but it's just that right now, we're like, let's just go into the topics and maybe splice in the music after. Let's just to make this work, guys.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to, like, I feel like there's just been a lot of, we've been focusing a little too much on what's been going wrong in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a bit about more of what we're grateful for over the last 2 years. And usually you do it in your last year, but, you know, let's just jumble up the last 2 years in it.
Well, the 2 years went by abnormally fast.
It really did, though.
Abnormally fast.
It really did. Yeah. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how we got to 2022, to be honest. Because I still feel like we're in December, but we're clearly in January.
I was telling my wife, I still fresh remember Trinidad 2020, like, as if I was just there. Like, I'm like, yo, I like, for me, it's still very fresh. Like, I was just there. Like, it's like, we're 2 years later.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I'm digress.
But I'll say this for these last 2 years, my spiritual growth has been phenomenal. And I truly believe that had we not been in the situation that we were in, that I wouldn't have been able to achieve that.
Yeah.
So I, all things considered, I'm super grateful for that. And to that, not only my spiritual growth, there was some spiritual growth, my family connections. And some connections got a little looser, others got stronger.
That's what's supposed to happen.
So that's what it is. Because what's supposed to be for you and what's supposed to be healthy for your mental health, that's what you're going to grow when your spiritual health is high, mm-hmm. it's going to attract what you need in your life.
Amen to that.
But I definitely got a lot closer to a lot more people, learned a lot more people that I already knew so much about, I knew more of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, that was basically the last 2 years. And I have to say, I am super grateful that I was able to travel before things got a little crazy again. And I was able to bond with my dad and my brother that I haven't had a chance. Like, I mean, my brother's been away and about for so many years. This is, like, the longest span of time that I spent with them. And, you know, they're not kids anymore. You realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have that time. Actually, both my brothers who play,
yeah.
I had a lot of time with them. They're just like, yo, you're not kids anymore. They're grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
And you know, I thought that was pretty cool. Me and my dad, I had a conversation with my father that was years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Years in the waiting, I should say.
Right.
And so...
So our studio audience, we want you guys to get ready because we skipped over our music segment, but this is our segment now where we are, you know, our topic of the day, and the topic is things that went well in over the last 2 years. Oh, sorry, thank you. Wait, so you have to mute and then unmute. Cool. You guys can hear me now? Good. We're gonna get it. So just getting, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. So now we skipped over to the musical segment. And we just went right into our topic. So our topic of the day is things that we're grateful for. As you guys heard, you know, like what over the last 2 years, things that we're grateful for, things are going well. So definitely want to hear from you guys. I'll go next, and then Kunkai, you can go after. But guys, we definitely want to hear from you guys. And I also want to give a shout out to Chandel there. So you're saying you do intentions for your New Year's resolutions. You don't do was it Chandel said that? Yeah, Chandel, you said you do. Oh, it wasn't Chandel. Oh, it was Tara that said that. Okay, Tara, you said you do intentions. I like that. Okay, good. So hopefully you're okay. We can talk about that a little bit before we go into the business segment. But so for me, actually, I have to really, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I am agreeing with what Gina said in terms of the level of spiritual growth over the last 2 years. I think one of the things that helped to propel me to the next level is right at the beginning of the pandemic, so to speak. In April of 2020, I had an opportunity to connect with my spiritual guides, and that had set me on a certain course. That I'm just seeing the evolution. I'm seeing the development. I'm seeing that like pretty much everything that my spiritual guides had said is going to happen is happening. It's bonkers. Like, it's really crazy to see. But the spiritual evolution is very much a part of the game, so to speak. Like, we're really here to evolve. And like Gina was saying, I went through the exact same thing. Like, there's certain people I came to, I saw a little bit differently. Certain people, just the frequency is just a little bit different, so we're not vibing the same like we used to. It's still all love, but we're just not in the same spaces, we're not doing the same thing mentally, we're not in the same place. It seems like the spirit has this yin and yang, you know. So again, I say it's all love, it's just that we're just not on the same bounce right now. But then with that, we made a whole bunch of new connections, right? We started connecting with different people who were on a certain energy, people who were seeking a certain thing. Found us, we found them, and we've been building. You know, so that's been really, really cool. And just in terms of this, the OFC evolution, the evolution of the community, that I feel has gotten a lot tighter. I'm really, really grateful for that. There was an awakening in my whole spirit that made me understand that I was going off course in terms of what I was doing, and it enabled me to kind of realign and just focus back on the community that we've been building and nurturing, and I'm so grateful for it. So it allowed me to reconnect a lot with my members and just take time, you know, and yeah, just be there for family and be there for, you know, community and stuff like that. So that's been awesome. So that's what's been good on my end. Your side,
okay. So and going back a little bit, I want to touch base on something a little bit that both of you guys said. So in regards to what Gina was saying, I think that this year was a year of growth for a lot of people, for most people, especially those who are seeking it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have this saying, you grow through what you go through. Mm. This was that year. And like P was saying, there's no hard feelings. No lost love, no love lost, just growing through what I'm going through. And so I explained to my sister at one point in time, I said, I noticed that there are some people in my life that have been or have said that they are offended by me taking a distance, that why I haven't been present. But what they don't understand is that during those times I was fixing myself. So I almost had to just really forgive myself and tell myself, you know what, it's okay. They could be mad that you're fixing you, because when you come back, you're going to be a better you. And if they're still present, then they would be privy to whatever it is that's going on with you. But if you don't take this time to fix yourself, they're going to have to help you for the rest of your life. You got to fix yourself so that you don't need help from people no more. So that you don't have to be asking people for favors and looking for, and that's really where I was at with it. I'm like, I'm not that type of person. And you know, it's so crazy because I've never been afraid to ask for help before. But after my ordeal, 4 years ago, I had like a sense of false pride, afraid to say that I needed help, that I was in trouble, that I was, you know, so not wanting to be in that anymore. I'm like, you know, how do I fix this? It's to have my own. That's how I fix this, is to get my own stuff. So I'm like, Nah. So anybody who's offended can go, I'm growing right now. Yes. And I'm about to grow through what I went through. So that's what happened for me. That's my synopsis for the year. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we got to grow through what we go through.
Talk about it. So not to put people on the spot, but so Tara, did you wanna chime in when you say that you guys had intentions in your household? Can you share with us a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. But first of all, I want to ask, do I have permission to use that? You grow through what you go through? Because I make planners and bookmarks and whatnot, and that is terrific. So do I have permission?
We have a request here. Can you tell me, start putting out your portable? You grow through what you go through?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tara wants to use it for one of her big, you know, she does all these cool little things. I'll talk about it a little bit later on. I want her to dive in about her business. But
I love that.
Yeah. Cool, definitely make a bookmark. I would like it. Please. Awesome. So yes, Tara. So welcome to the Empower. Thank you for being on with us. So you had mentioned that in your household you guys have intentions. Can you elaborate a little bit for us?
Yeah, we don't do resolutions. We do intentions because that holds you accountable. So it's like having a major plan. As you can see, I have a board behind me, and anything that's written on the board, this is my Bible. This is my Ten Commandments.
I love that.
So we make sure that we have intentions. We're very, not strict, but mindful of what we've decided that we want to do daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. And what happens is that we've also learned that we're not going to be hard on ourselves if we don't fulfill everything within a certain time frame. You just kind of like, if I have a plan to do something within a week and I don't do it in that week, I just push it over to the next week. Therefore, my intentions are never neglected. And when you do like resolutions, you tend to, okay, well, I didn't do this, let me just dash it away. Intentions, you cannot dash away. They're a part of your plan. And those intentions eventually do have to be done in order for you to fulfill and get to your final goal. So we do everything with an intention, with a purpose. And we try to do everything in excellence.
I love that. That's so looking power. Good. Our listeners are being blessed. Thank you for that, sister. So did anybody else have anything else they wanted to add before we just dive into our business segment?
I just have one thing to say. My goal.
Shonda, I have to introduce you. Hold on. This is Shondell. This is the one and only Shondell from Nemesis Land. Thank you, Shondell, for joining us and being part of our studio audience. So, yes. Okay, sorry for cutting. Go ahead.
So, I do have goals in terms of our family goals. As you know, we have a family business, but we always set out goals for the year. We write down what our plans are, and we just go down the list. And by the end of the year, it should be complete. And sometimes it's financial goals. Sometimes it's just goals to cook a meal every week or something like that. And that's how I go through the year.
I love that. Thank you, Queen. Thank you for sharing with us. Anybody else have anything? I'm just panning through our studio audience. Again, I'm so happy to see everybody here. Okay, cool. Okay, so if we're good, so now normally technically right now we'd be taking another quick musical break before we get into the business segment. I'm just gonna remix all that. We'll add that later. Once you guys hear it on air, you'd be like, oh, there's music that's playing there. Good. So for now, I do want to just, you know, like it, for me, well, for all of us, this is our new slogan. You know, can you remind people of our new slogan? Not too fast.
Go ahead.
So the new slogan is. Oh, I hear the. Oh wait, I tried to do it. Oh my, I was in me.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. That's the case.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. The new slogan is the Empower Hour, bringing power to the people because the people have power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to make the Empower Hour the people's show, like we. Like we're blessed. We have a platform. We have an audience. We're on the radio every week, and like on CKT has on average like 20,000 listeners weekly. Plus we're evolving. We're going to be getting onto podcasts and different things like that. We want to be able to provide a space for the community to share, You guys have, especially all our young entrepreneurs, our developing entrepreneurs, people within the community doing their thing. This is your platform as much as it is ours. So we want to make it a point to have you guys on. And before, we always, had at least one business owner that we'd interview every week. But honestly, like, if you think about it, that means we can only really hit like 50 people in a week, in a year, because of the fact that, I would take 2 weeks off, at least. So it's just not enough. So we're like, let's open up the platform, open up the space, allow the community to join us, and so that they can take part with us and share what they have going on. And it's just a great energy for everybody taking part. It's very educational and enlightening for our listeners. They hear about new things. It gives them new places to go and shop and new businesses and stuff to support. So we want to just continue to give you guys this platform, but not just for businesses. This is also, it's also for individuals in the community. Sometimes you just want to come on and just give a shout out. Like, you want to give somebody a shout out for their birthday. Like, my tante, my auntie, my children had their birthday. You're welcome to come on the Empower and give them a shout out. Share that love. Like, that's what it's really about. Sometimes it's your first time on air. We like to be able to break your ice here with the Empower Hour. Right? So just definitely want you guys to come here, feel comfortable, feel at home. We're part of the community. This is our couch that everybody's kind of on. So this is what it is. So we're going to, okay, I should not be reading while I'm doing this. Sorry, that's. Yeah. And I need to stop that. Okay. So anyway, so with all that ramble I just said, now we wanna open up the floor. We have a couple of entrepreneurs in the house with us today. I think what we said in order, we just asked that it's either we'll call you guys out or you just put up your hand, just so we could call, just call on you to introduce your business. What you have going on, what your business is about, what your plans are for 2022. Yeah, that's a big thing right now. New Year's goals, New Year's intentions. And we're all making our affirmations and whatnot. So I definitely want to give you that platform. And well, Tara, you had just spoken. I don't know if you want to break the ice and start. You can go into your business, talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
My business is Precious Delights, or Precious Delights Canada for my American clients. And I am predominantly a paper crafter. So I do everything from invitations, baby shower announcements. I do cards, stickers. I have some stuff to show you guys. So like, for example, I teach classes as well. And this is one of my cards, which is called a magic iris card, and it moves.
Oh, wow. And is it like 3D? So for our listeners on here, you definitely gonna wanna follow us on all our socials so you can see these videos. But it's like a 3D card.
It is.
Wow.
And a friend of mine is the artist who does the clip art. She has a company. She's in Vancouver, and her clip art is very inclusive. So she has Caucasian, she has African American, she has Asian, and her company is Mushka Clip Arts. And I work very closely with her. I also design my own clip art and digital paper. I also do resin keychains. I do nameplates, and this is all paper. This nameplate is 3D, and it's paper with UV resin.
Wow.
And then for all of us, for those of us who have the odd name and we can't find stuff like keychain or magnets or whatever, I make cardstock keychains. It's all paper, resin, everything. So if you have a unique name, you can hit me up and I can make your keychain for you.
Like a shiata? You don't see a lot of shiatas when you go to the store.
So for me, my name is Tara Lee, and anytime I wanted a keychain, I have to buy a Tara and a Lee. And I said, bun that, I'm just going to make my own stuff. I got tired.
I love that.
I do affirmation stuff for our young ones. So a lot of children of color. So these are affirmations like, you are beautiful. And it has the Bible verses like, victorious is Romans 8:37. So a lot of little affirmation bookmarks for every and any occasion. And they can be customized. So you have one with the name and one without. I do everything and anything possible. Stickers. I have a lot of American customers. So they're getting ready for Black History Month. So I have my Michelle Obama, my Kamala Harris stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I had for Kwanzaa too. I forgot to get in touch with you there, Faro, but I had for Kwanzaa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you totally forgot to get in touch with me. Because you know I would have went in. I still might buy them anyway. Just follow up with me after. I'm down.
Ready for next year. And then one of my big sellers is I do 3D letters for parties. So it's a 3D letter, all paper, with my little clip art characters. And people will have a baby's name put in front, or even if it's like a first birthday, they'll have the number one made with banners in the background. So I do everything and anything paper for any parties. Your little shoe boxes for your party flavors, if you want to put chocolate. And they have me put the Jordan on top, or the Adidas or Nike or whatever you want on your shoe boxes. So I do everything and anything. And my handles are in my Linktree link, which is Linktree/Precious Delights Canada.
You know what was really awesome? And I'm just going to plug this for our listeners. Like, for people who, I have one of our members in mind specifically, because I remember she asked about this. She's a real estate agent and she gives gifts to her clients. I definitely want to shout out Sasha McInnes. She is a real estate agent. Definitely give her a shout out, but definitely you guys should connect, because like I can see just the potential of all those cool little trinkets that she can give us for gifts for people. So that is huge, huge, huge. So thank you for sharing, and thank you for sharing your handle. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Farrah, too. I'm also getting into sublimation, so I'll be doing mugs starting next week. I start doing mugs, and I'll be doing t-shirts and stuff later on. But for January, my main goal is now to get into sublimation.
And so let me ask about the mugs. Do we have to have a certain minimum amount of mugs in order, or can it be one?
It can be one, because I'm doing them myself. So it's not like I'm outsourcing yet. I'll outsource the bigger numbers. If somebody wants 6 dozen or whatever, I'll outsource those. But 1, 2, a dozen, 2 dozen, I will be able to do those at home. I'm getting my mug press. I got my printer ready. I'm just waiting for my sublimation ink and my paper. 2022 is my year, because I have a 16-year-old son, Prince, who's graduating in September. And the way things are going now with school and whatnot, I told him, if he wants to take off for a year or two, help mom with the business, this is for him.
Oh, I love that.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm. That's what I call generational wealth. When you're setting up a company that could hand off, and this is something I want to share with all our entrepreneurs. Like, I was speaking to a business coach, if I'm not mistaken, and drop the ball at times, unfortunately, as a community, is that we will have something that is just like our business, so to speak, but it's not, we don't hand it off to our next generation, where you have certain family brands, like this was new to me, but like Colgate and stuff like that. These are family names, right? And they've been like these are family legacies. Like, the guy was giving the example, like the Colgate family bought an island, you know, like you don't know how wealthy they are, but that's a family, it's a last name. Right, and so they created something that they can hand off, and the next generation can take on and continue to build on. So kudos to you for doing that, and I definitely want to encourage. I definitely want to encourage. That everybody does that. This is hard for me to do, actually. We need
the notes. I can't. Generational wealth.
Mm-hmm. That's it. But sorry, what does it say? Okay, can you guys remember? Yeah, just tell me, because it's not. I can't do that. I'm like, what? Please remember to share your contact information and stuff in the chat for people who are taking part. If it's for me, then it's good. All right, cool. Okay, so thank you for sharing, Tara. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Again, it's super inspiring, and I'm hoping that the community's gonna, you know, they're excited about what you have to offer. Who's next? Because I see we have a couple other entrepreneurs here.
I can go. I don't mind.
Yes. Thank you, Sue. Welcome.
Thank you, Vero. I'm happy to be here. So this is, I'm very excited about 2022. I'm going to share my excitement with all of you. I'm about to launch full-time, immerse myself into a plant-based Jamaican patty business. I gave a pitch recently, okay, to a committee of judges, and they accepted my idea, and they will provide me with some funding, so I will be able to work on this full time for starting now, tomorrow actually. So right now I've been making my patties by hand, so I wasn't able to take on, you know, a lot of orders, right? It takes time. I purchased some equipment. It'll be arriving at the end of this month. So just to let everybody know, I'll be able to take on a lot more orders by the beginning of February.
Nice. Congratulations. That is huge. That is huge. That's really exciting for us, allowing you to now pivot, evolve in the business, and stand on your own. And again, like, I commend you for doing that. And I want to encourage our community, really, like, we're in a, I don't want to say an unstable time. That's not the right term. But we're in an interesting time on the planet. And you want to, the more you
we're, we're in a transitional time.
Thank you. Transitional time. Very well said, Gina. So it's
Gina with the politically correct everything.
So, you know, so it's really, it's super, valuable when you could do something that, you know, you're creating yourself, and generate a revenue off of it. Very, very powerful stuff. So I want to encourage people, just to continue. And it's not even necessarily just the creators. You might have a skill like yourself, that you could, that right now you might be working for another company and you're using your skill, your gift of gab, your accounting skills or whatever the case, you're using it to benefit another company. There's nothing wrong with trying to figure out how can I use my own skill, my own thing to now better myself, you know, empower myself in this, that, you know, in this time that we're in. So again, congrats on you for now. Is it a time now that we could, can we plug your, just your, at least your contact info if people want to order?
Sure. So the name is Sue's Jamaican Patties. Okay. My phone number, you want me to just say it or?
Yeah, well, what's easier? Do you want people to call you? You want people to email you? If they're interested and they want to place an order for February?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So my email address is clovesginger@gmail.com. Cloves, that's with an S, ginger@gmail.com.
Perfect. So put it in the chat, and hopefully our editing guys can help us when it's time to put this video out. We'll put it across the screen, all kind of cool things. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I'm not sure if they can do this at all, but we're just, you know, at least put it in the chat, and we will make sure to share it. Do you have something you want to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I wanted to highlight that health is really the most...
Oh, do
no, I can hear.
But is there ever?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, so right now, health is one of those things that you can't pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably the highest commodity right now, like, in these times.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sue, I think you're on that right track. Plant-based is a healing way to eat. And so I'm super looking forward to that because I can't eat most of the things sometimes in the Korean restaurants because they're always putting whatever meat, fish, and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now this, I hope that I don't lie.
Because
I'm on mute.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking
me?
No, it is Pharaoh, yeah.
No, I didn't make my volume too high. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, DJ.
Oh, it's Pharaoh.
Yeah, probably very possible. I wanted to hear good.
So, all that to say, I know that people are really watching at home, and I don't want to be that, like, PETA vegan, like, must do it, but, like, the reality of the situation is when you go plant-based, you heal a lot of yourself. So,
talk about it.
And we, the Caribbean people, need to learn what works for us a lot more, and it's not me. I just want to say.
Yo, as a matter of fact, I'm going to take a second to go completely off topic, but on topic, because I went to a festival, and they gave me, I asked specifically for just rice and peas, vegetarian rice and peas. They said, okay, cool. And while I'm eating it, I'm like, yo, what is this in here? And it's a piece of pork. So when I go back, and I'm like, yo, you made a mistake. The woman's like, oh, no, we cooked the rice and peas with the meat. We just took it out. I'm looking at the woman, I'm like, yo. I'm a cool person. You did that to the wrong person, they will jump your counter.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm the one. I jumped the counter. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, dude, you can't do this to people. I'm like, yo, this is not right. I'm like, I was chit-chatting with the woman, so you know I'm a vegetarian. Technically, pescatarian. Now the whole conversation is like, oh, I don't even need a fish. She gives me the rice and that. I'm going back to tell her, oh, you made a mistake. She's like, oh, no. Now we could be like, Jill, sister. Anyways, that just to say, so yes, meat is not everybody wants to consume meat. Please.
I'm suing. I am suing. Are you? Can you give me a piece of pork? And I don't even eat meat. You gave me the worst meat. You gave me halal. Oh my gosh.
Jesus. It was just one of those things, didn't you? I know it was a test of my faith because that was very, very possible.
Right.
Oh, echo feedback.
Time out.
We got an echo breach.
No, it went crazy.
It went, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, you heard it too?
Yes, okay. Okay.
Good, good. Okay, so.
All right. Sorry about that.
No, yeah, we got hype. We got hype in the studio, and we don't know what happened.
Maybe there's feedback from somewhere.
All right, but I think we're back.
Noah says we cannot hear.
Oh, you guys can't hear anything anymore?
Jay needs to mute.
You can hear, but it went crazy.
Got it. You said Jay needs to mute. Who's Jay?
Yeah, because Jay was going to comment, but I guess it made him echo.
Okay, I can hear you both. No echo. Great. Let's keep it moving. Yeah. All right, so that was awesome. And I just see the amazing Albion Orion has just entered the building. Welcome, Albion Orion. Calling you out one time as you enter. It's super awkward for you, I'm sure, but welcome to the Empower Hour. This is how we get down. So I'll give you a minute to get situated, Albion, but we are in the segment of where I would like for our business owners to let people know for 2022 what's new and exciting, what you have planned, and just, again, promote yourself, plug what you have going on. So who's next? On my screen, I see Shonda, I see Anne, but I don't know if you guys are here to promote things. Albion, I'm hoping you can't be here and not promote your team.
Okay? Yeah, guys, please, if you look on your settings down in the corner where it says more, you'll see three little dots. If you'd like to come up, there's a setting that says raise hand. It will give us a notification that you're ready to speak, and that will help a lot.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Okay, Chandel, you are next? Yes.
So my name is Shondell Celestin. I own Nemesis Video Game Lounge. The name is a little misleading now because of how much we've evolved in the business. So we do three things. We first and foremost are now an educational coding academy. So we are teaching youth ages 8 to 16 how to create their own video games, apps, websites through code, real code such as JavaScript, HTML, CSS, and Python. Second, we are still here for your private events, mostly now nuclear events, meaning your immediate family. You could come, experience virtual reality experiences, and so on and so forth in a private setting, so you don't have to mix with other groups. And thirdly, we do software. So now we are educating people on softwares and tools that you need to make your business successful and easy to manage, whether it be a CRM, which is a client management system, or whether it be an app for your company, an e-com website. We can do all that for you and make it simple and something you can manage yourself and not have to pay someone else to manage. So that's it. And for 2022, nice. We're looking to make ourselves shutdown proof.
I was about to say that. I love that because it's, you know, and I were on the topic, it's like, again, like you need to be thinking, how do I make my business shutdown proof? Because it seems like the Minister of Health and the Prime and whoever they have their own plan, but the Minister of Economics needs to step up because they are like crushing our entrepreneurs. They are like, yeah, let's just shut down over the holidays, the highest revenue season for everybody. Let's just shut down their businesses. And then, like, it's not like the landlords are like, hey, cool, we understand. No, they want their rent, right? So it's like, anyways, Shana, kudos on you on that. And again, guys, we need to be thinking, how do we make sure our businesses, our enterprises are shut down proof? Because you need to be looking out for yourself. And again, as community, I'm reaching out to all of you guys. Like, we're here right now to hear our entrepreneurs. Even if the doors are closed on these businesses, message them. LinkedIn CEO, like, do you have something? Are you selling something that I can still support you with? Because, yo, I know it's tough in these streets. So, please, guys, this is a community, and we are here to do that for each other. Cool. So, thank you for that, Chandel. So, now, do you have, just gonna put you on the spot real quick, Chandel, do you have any holiday specials going on with the VR, virtual reality video games? Anything? Discounts?
Yeah. So, technically, if you buy three games, you get one free. So technically, you can do multiple experiences with us now. And for the new year, we are actually releasing a virtual reality escape room. So if you guys know what escape rooms are, this one is going to be a virtual reality. So like we were in one where sharks are swimming over our heads and It's all crazy.
Can we come tonight?
Can we come tonight? Well, yeah, I mean, well, tonight, no. But as soon as tomorrow, we'll be open on Mondays now since they closed us down for Sundays. So, yeah.
Okay, Shonda, you got to give me guidelines because, you know, I will keep you and your family up all night. Your poor children, your poor kids the last time, you know, I didn't want to leave. I felt bad for them. I was like, you guys sit in the corner. You want some treats and stuff? I can buy y'all some stuff if y'all just stay. Shh.
We'll be open until curfew.
Mm-hmm. No, I will plug it even more. So it's in the West Island, right on St. John's. Like, shoot, I see some of our West Island members online here. Mm-hmm. It's right across. It's basically across the table. Your house, sister. I'm just gonna say, I'm not gonna say who I'm talking to, but you know who I'm talking to. Right on St. John's is right there. You could definitely go and beer it up all day. Like, anyways, and the Empower Hour, guys, we won. Remember, we're in first place.
Yeah.
You're in first place, that's you. We have a free game.
I'm ready. Yeah. I had a little practice, too, so I'm ready.
Oh, you run without us. Okay, I went nuts outside of this, to be honest. So,
my friend's children actually have one, and I went to their house, and I played different kinds. And I wore their behind up. I'm like, you're supposed to let us win. I'm like, sucker. Girl, I mean, I'm not good. I'm telling you, I am not well. This game is my life.
I love it. So anyway, so definitely, guys. So thank you again, Shonda, for the experience, guys. If you've never experienced virtual reality, you definitely want to do it. And the price is super affordable. Sorry, can you give your price again? Like per game? It's like.
Yeah. So we charge $10 per game. So you can reserve a couple of games online. And if you like it so much, most people do, you can just purchase more games on the spot. But you can book it all online at nemesislan.ca. And you'll see the availability there. Book it online and come on down.
Exciting. Thank you, guys.
And you do birthday parties and stuff, right?
Yeah, but due to the lockdown, so we are really limiting to the nuclear family, meaning, you know, parents and dependent children. That's it right now. Just to keep everyone safe, and you could reserve a specific time slot for yourselves. Come celebrate, and then you know, we'll give a half an hour in between groups so we can sanitize, and then the next groups can book for them.
Beautiful.
That's dope. Yeah, I have to say I was somewhat disappointed because we were trying to organize a whole OFC get together there, and thank you, Lego. Just salty the birthday.
But let me ask you this, because I was actually wanted to know, like, I know you say it's kid coders, but what if an adult wanted to come and just start from the bottom with the kids and figure out how to do it too?
So yeah, we were thinking about that in the last few weeks. We've had so much demand questions about what about the adults, like we missed the boat. Essentially, we're going to start doing workshops for adults. So what you're going to do, you're going to come down, we'll talk about a specific topic and how to do specific things. And from there, you can try to build on what you've learned that day, whatever, whatnot. But we will teach adults in a different way, because kids learn a different way, obviously. So we will do adult courses coming soon. So stay posted.
Yeah,
so
keep us.
Unlearn as adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's different.
Definitely. Again. Keep us in mind, all of us here at the Empower Hour. I think, again, just looking at the future, guys, like you have to, please do not ignore what's happening. We're going to a digital age. It's like you want to be prepared for the wave, right? You just don't want to be hit by it in your face. You want to understand what's happening with times, you know, connect. Basically, so the two things you really have to connect within these times is technology and your spirituality. That's you know, you want to connect with yourself and understand how the system works. All right, so that's just really what's going on now. So who's our next entrepreneur in the house? Jay Creative.
Mm-hmm.
Jay.
Max, what's popping?
Are you unmuting? Or Alvina, who's going to go next?
Max, where you at? Jay Creative, the vocal man.
Oh, is that the music we played last show?
Yes, he's back. We got to get him on the show.
No, that's really good. Yes, Alvina.
Max, I hope that you're going to do a small acapella for us, honestly. I hope that you would do a little, like the one that you sent me, actually, the other night. I would love for you to do a little piece of piece.
Oh, we need to pause it. What's happening? I didn't touch anything on it.
Yeah. So, we can hear you now, Jay. When too many phones in the studio mm-hmm. are unmuted, it gets crazy.
Okay.
And then next time we'll have our headphones good so call. We can hear all that. But you're good, Jay. You can go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm actually in the middle of fulfilling one of my intentions. I'm actually out at the gym, so it's quite noisy where I'm at. But greetings, everyone. Good evening. Happy New Year. I'm loving everything that I'm hearing so far. So basically, in a nutshell, I'm mainly a recording artist, and I'm interested in international collaborations with anyone. And I'm also into photography. I will leave my links in the chat. But I've been recording and singing for many years, and I love a variety of genres.
Nice. Okay, Antonio. I guess it's hard for us to put you on the spot to sing now because you're in the gym, so it'll be awkward.
Definitely. I'm balled up in a little corner here so that it doesn't create a lot of feedback. But it'd be a little bit.
Oh, don't worry about it, Jay. We got you. We'll mix it in. We'll mix it in your tracks into it. So when you hear it out of here, you will hear you. We'll make sure.
Bless. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm very happy to be here.
Okay, so this is what I would like to do if I could. I actually have a recording, if I have the permission, something that you sent me the other night. If I can I play it on air?
Yeah, but I'm going all crazy at the end of that.
Oh, it was. He said, yeah, but he's going all crazy at the end. So it was like one of those messages you sent the cat, like, it was for her to hear. And then, like...
I'm gonna cut it at the right part. Don't worry.
Okay.
We are edit friends. We know. You know, I'm the friend that you don't put on speaker, and I know at the end of the video, cut it short.
That's right. But I trust your judgment. You should have a lot of goodies there.
Okay, sweet. But like, so I think I'm not sure if you can play. You want to try to play straight from there?
I want to see if I can play it from the right here.
Yeah. What? Yeah, well, we could add it. Okay, try to
let's
do
see.
It.
Let's see what we
get. But that mic will pick you up. You know? What mic is catching you right now? The mic over here is picking it up. So you have to... Sorry, guys. I told you guys. We're doing all kinds of stuff in the studio.
We're trying it out.
Yeah, I got to show you guys again.
Here's the mic.
Yes. This is all what you guys don't see is going on behind the scenes here. So, yeah. We're in a full... I can't wait till we just... I know the Kings guys. We are going to give you...
Yesterday. Do put your... contact information.
Yes, I will.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right. Ooh. My first love, you're every step that I take. You're every breath I
make.
Hey,
which part did Yes. 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 Snaps.
I love you, Max.
Yo, we gotta have Max in studio. All right, Max. We gotta have you in studio. It's gonna be fun to have you here live, and we're gonna probably get you on camera, get you properly mic'd up, and let you just bless the people. So please make sure to plug your contact info. Thank you for being here with us. So next up, Alvina, are you ready to go? Yes. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
So my name is Alvina Ryan, and people know me for a lot of things. One of the things that I do is I'm a best-selling author. Here's my books. So, and one's missing. And that's something that I do also for authors and entrepreneurs is I have a video podcast. And so I feature entrepreneurs and authors on my show to give them exposure and to introduce them to the community. And for people who want to get into book writing, I offer a course for book writing. So that's something that probably a lot of people didn't know that I do, but that's what I do. I do a little ghostwriting and I help you get your book into print. And at the OFC, most people know me as Airbnb Gal. So I also have a property management company
where we help manage your Airbnb. So basically, you have a property, you don't know how to do Airbnb, we manage everything for you and give you your reports. So we take everything under our control. So in terms of housekeeper, in terms of getting all of the customers in, answering all their questions, making sure they arrive, all that stuff. So we take care of everything A to Z. So we're the property management company. We're RyanSTR.com. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Well, there's definitely more. One thing I want to do, just definitely give you a shout out, because I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'm just going to do it anyways. Like, one thing that I really appreciate about what you did is, like, off your first book, you donated back. And that's like, so because we're big with the OFC, One Full Circle. And to me, that is power of community, right? So us supporting you allowed you, like, basically the book was just doing so well, and you were able to bless a whole, I think it was a scholarship you created, or you supported a scholarship. So if you don't mind, if you could just elaborate a little bit on it.
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning that. You know, sometimes they forget all of the things, but I thank you for remembering. One of the things that was important to me in 2021, I wanted to give more. I wanted to exercise my giving muscle. So I created a scholarship fund, but I was in partnership with WIPCA. So it's a scholarship for the community. It's my first book, I Pray on Purpose, because it was written by women for women. So we created that scholarship fund for a young lady who was finishing high school, who was going into post-secondary education, whether it be CJEP or university or trade school, because I myself went to trade school at a point in my life. So whatever their adventure is for their post-secondary education, we created a scholarship for them. So I was happy to have that partnership with WIPCA, and actually Farrow put me into contact with WIPCA. And it's a great partnership. It's a great organization. And that's the way that the books, if you support the books, you support also the community as well.
Amazing. So thank you. So now, so for 2022, do you have, like, last year you wanted to exercise the giving muscle. Have you set something, a new intention, a new goal for 2022?
Absolutely. Well, my favorite words begin with P. And this year I picked another word that begins with P. So for myself, my word is providence. And that just means that good things are going to be happening to me based on divine intention. And the goal that I'm doing is health goals. And I'm actually starting a water fast tomorrow, if anybody wants to join. I don't know if you know anything about water fasting, but it is absolutely great in terms of getting breakthroughs, really connecting with God, really getting clear on what you're supposed to be doing. So it's not a better time than, you know, the beginning of the year to do a water fast. This is my third time doing a water fast, but this time I decided to create a community online on Facebook. And we have almost 30 people that are joining in this water fast. We're going for about 10 days, but you do what you can. So if anybody's interested in that, I'm here to support you in your health goals. I am an exercise science graduate. I specialize in athletic therapy. So, you know, health is important to me. It's always been. And this is just one of the other things that we're doing in terms of health for 2022.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because so one of our goals in the Freeman family, we're saying we're going to try a week of no sugar. And you know, I'm very curious to know, like, when you say a water fast, is that literally 24/7, or is that like for a certain part of the day it's just water and you eat later? Like, can you elaborate just a little bit? Because I'm very interested, but I don't want to dive in and you know.
Yeah, no problem. No supporting with your no sugar fast. That was my 2 years ago goal. I don't, you know, not to eat sugar anymore. And it worked phenomenal. It's really, really good. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. But for the water fast, it is exactly that. You just drink water. So the last time I did it for 8 days. And what it brings to you is mental clarity. So anybody having brain fog and, you know, you just don't seem to get rid of it. Like some people call it pregnancy brain. You're just very forgetful. You don't remember things well. This is not a good business, you know, skill to have, especially when you're talking to people and you're not really focused. But water fasting clears that right up. It clears it right up. Some people might be having some night sweats, you know, going into menopause, those kind of things. Clears right up. The most, you know, a lot of people only take action with things concerning their health when they get sick.
But we can't afford that anymore. Like, really and truly, we have to take charge of our health, especially with COVID going around, you know, a lot of people getting sick. You have to, you know, there's things that we eat that support our immune system, and we need to get better into that. And I know there's people in the OFC that know even more about those things than I do. And we should tap into more of those people and really get into, you know, what we should be eating, how to get our own, grow our own food. I mean, all of these things, that's where we should be going in the future. But water fasting, it resets your body, right? So, you know, if you were having problems with weight loss, your body will reset and you will actually release weight during the water fast, especially because you're only drinking water, right? So you're only drinking water. 3 days is usually the minimum to reset your liver. But you go as long as you can. I'm not going to tell you when to stop. Your body will tell you. You have to, it will reconnect you to yourself. And I do it also in a spiritual way. I pray a lot. I look for my breakthrough. I pray about my children. So different things that I need to do for myself. But it always happens. I keep going till I get my breakthrough. And last time I got it at 8 days. This time I'm hoping that it comes before, but I'm hoping to do a 10-day water fast with the group. So it's so exciting. If you want any information, please look me up. My name is Alvina Ryan, but like Alvin with an A at the end. Ryan, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, but my water group fasting group, it's called Water Fasting Community. That is on Facebook in the groups.
Oh, I'm joining. Tara was asking, does carbonated water count?
No carbonated water, no teas. It's just pure water. And so if you take your last meal today, your fasting starts overnight. Because in the Bible, it says the evening and the morning was the first day. So the evening is the beginning of your fast. So whatever you eat today, the last meal, that's your last meal. And your fast goes on for hopefully at least 3 days.
There's an app called Life that helps you fast and water fast. So because I've done the 72 hour fast a couple of times.